Now you'll hear the two long conversations.
Conversation 1. Oh, Lucy, I've had such a terrible day.
You look exhausted. What on earth have you been doing?
Oh, I've been such a fool. You just wouldn't believe what I've done.
I would. Come on. Where have you been?
I'm dying to tell someone. I plan to go down to New York to visit my friends. You see, I thought I was sensible. I drove down to the subway station on the outskirts of New York, and I parked my car by the station, and I took the train into the city center.
Well, sounds quite wise.
So far, so good. I came back out of New York and went out of the subway.
And you forgot the car?
No, no. I didn't forget the car. I just got a surprise. I found a plastic envelope containing a printed form pushed under the windshield wiper. I was fined.
It must be raining at that moment. The traffic warden uses the plastic envelope to protect it from being blown away. This is a good way to discourage drivers from occupying a parking lot. You know, the car park in downtown is awfully tight.
Yeah, maybe this is good. But how can the traffic wardens know? The meter will say that.
Well, actually, when the certain period of time you've paid for uses up, the meter registered time expired. If the traffic warden sees this, he will tear one printed form from the book, write down all the details, such as your car number, the place you parked the car, how much you should pay, and to which police station to send the fine.
I must send the money to the East Police Station. I have to tighten my belt this month. I'd pay $200 for occupying a parking lot, which accounts for a considerable proportion of my living cost.
Come on, old friend. Don't be so angry. Be careful next time. I'm sure you will find this regulation sensible in the near future.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you've just heard.
19. Where did the man plan to go?
Why was the man fined by the traffic warden?
21. How does the man find the amount of the fine?
22. What will the man probably do?